Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
King Uzziah's successes piled up. He had victories in foreign wars, 2 Chronicles 26, verses 2 to 8. His building projects were legion, quote, he built a lot, verse 2, and, quote, built towers in Jerusalem at the corner gate, at the valley gate, and at the corner buttress of the wall. Also he built towers in the desert, verses 9 and 10. He was also productive in cultivating the land, quote, he dug many wells, for he had much livestock. He also had farmers and vine dressers in the mountains and in Carmel, for he loved the soil, verse 10. He not only carefully organized his troops, but initiated an arms race, quote, for the entire army, shields, spears, helmets, body armor, bows, and slings to cast stones, verse 14. As well, quote, he made devices in Jerusalem, invented by skillful men, to be on the towers and the corners, to shoot arrows and large stones, verse 15. And now, the tipping point. Successful warrior, administrator, builder, agronomist, innovator. In conclusion, quote, his fame spread far and wide, for he was marvelously helped. Verse 15. Sadly, you know what's coming. Quote, but when he was strong, his heart was lifted up to his destruction. Verse 16. He wanted to add one more honor to his resume. Priest. Quote, for he transgressed against the Lord his God by entering the temple of the Lord to burn incense on the altar of incense. Although, quote, Azariah, and with him 80 priests of the Lord, valiant men, withstood King Uzziah, verses 17 and 18, it was too late. Quote, and while he was angry with the priests, leprosy broke out on his forehead, verse 19. He was a leper to the day of his death. It was the Lord who designed the separation of church and state. The kings were from Judah, the priests from Levi. Only in Christ will they at last gloriously unite. Quote, he shall be a priest on his throne, and the council of peace shall be between them both. Zechariah 6 and verse 13.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.